action, the action, and coach, just looked like whatever you said at halftime, the defense came out and really set that tone and played awesome in that second half.
Yeah, you know, we were able to play man, and we were able to play some coverage, you know, having, you know, an ability to, you know, diversify that a little bit, I think is something that, you know, that'll help us, obviously, help us win the football game tonight, and obviously something we can gain some confidence going forward. But I thought that defensive line did a really good job, a host of guys in there. You know, Dylan Krogman again had a good night, but yeah, linebackers played really well. You know, Carson Max and Max Schoenfeld, they both had good football games. You know, when they're able to read those guards and be disciplined at that, that takes them to the football. And the outside backers as well. Logan Sparks probably had, you know, best night of the year for himself. And with that, you know, defensive backfield, you know, Jackson Sadler, and then we, you know, Kerr and Peyton Nash. It was good to see him out there. And Keel had some tackles. You know, you don't always want your safety to be getting a lot of tackles, mm-hmm. but you know, he had a slug of those tonight. And that's just because he plays aggressive. And you know, like with that, it was fun. And like I said, our guys deserve the credit. Offensively, a little upset. I thought, you know, maybe we could keep moving the ball there a little bit in the second half, but. You know, we were kind of our own worst enemy at time. We just didn't play as disciplined as I would have liked to have seen. You know, but you know, we'll take the win. We'll clean those things up. We'll tighten things up in that from that regard, and work towards the next one.
Yeah, I guess again one drawback, just like the Douglas game. Too many penalties. I think we had 99 yards last week. We're over 100 yards in penalties here tonight. So those are things we got to shore up if we want to get a little maybe deeper in this football playoffs this year.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of them are very fixable. You know, from you know, the positioning, and of course, you know, there was, you know, the drive at the end of the half there where we gave them 30 yards,
yeah.
You know, and then, you know, had to, you know, play with their backs against the wall. But all that stuff, you know, considered, you know, we're still a developing football team, and I think that's positive from a standpoint of we continue to work and get better, and we can find ways to things to work on a daily basis that will help us continue to move forward and find a way to improve and get better. And like I said, I think tonight is a good example of our big guys, you know, came out and played. You know, Keogh, Carson, you can go right down the list. Carter was in on the defensive line. Offensively, he's just so important to us at that center position. And just overall, you know, it was nice to see, you know, Kobe Larson come up with a big catch when we needed it. Peyton had a couple. All those things considered, you know, it looks like we're making some progress, and with that, it's pretty timely.
Is Keel getting more comfortable with those receivers? It looked like at first they're a little – didn't have the timing down early, but now it seems like they're more comfortable with one another.
Yeah, and a lot of it too, you know, like, you know, those are, you know, just play, you know, not just, but, you know, that's play action pass. You know, they had – you know, he had options as far as the throw, but, you know, he threw it there and they made plays, and that's what we need to do going forward, you know, take what teams give us and make plays around that.
Well, let's, enjoy this tonight for homecoming. We've got Pierre coming up next week. We got one game at a time, and we're going to take on a very good Pierre team next Friday night.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's just, you know, down the stretch here, you know, we knew we had to, you know, put something together here towards the end, and this is a start, and our goal will be to, you know, go to work and come back from Pierre 1-0.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming up here. Good homecoming win.
All right. Yeah, congratulations to the kids and the students and everybody. This is a pretty exciting way to finish off the night with the festivities, and it's been a good week. And like I said, the kids and those people that are in charge of those activities just put on a great week. So,
all right, Coach Kevin Overshield, and our reaction to the action here brought to you by Shea's Restaurant, the Ramada Inn and Suites of Mitchell.